Many news media outlets for quite some time now decided to be op-ed centers rather than sources of traditional journalism. That fact has certainly shown itself strongly regarding the coronavirus or the COVID-19, which is the technical term that they're now using in order to at least sound more authoritative on the issue. How much of a political bias and Chicken Little syndrome has the news media displayed in all this? With us now to review some examples is the president of Accuracy and Media, Adam Gillette. Thanks for being here today, sir.
Hey, thank you so very much for having me.
And website for Accuracy and Media, AIM.org. We have it over at our page, as you would expect. So let's backtrack a little bit. For weeks, the news media, the talking heads were saying the president has to get out ahead of this. He has to show he understands the seriousness of this. He has to speak to the nation about this. This past week, he did that. How was that received by the news media?
Well, the news media has a narrative that's going to stay the same regardless of reality. They want to make the coronavirus Trump's Hurricane Katrina. MSNBC declared it from the start. So they're simply going to keep pumping out stories after stories that support that narrative, even if they're not supported by facts.
Yeah, playing devil's advocate here, there have been points in this whole thing now where even California Governor Gavin Newsom has praised the president for what he's done.
And I saw that on headlines through all the major news sites online. Just kidding. I saw stuff critical of Trump again and again and again, no matter what he does. And Trump might handle this incredibly well. He might handle it poorly. But it doesn't matter to this news media because they've got a narrative in their mind and they want to stick to it no matter what.
Now, having a microphone in front of me, I guess you'd have to count me, even though begrudgingly a member of the media. So I want to make sure I'm adhering to the rules here. Let me see if I have this straight. You can't refer to the coronavirus as having its origins in China because that would make me xenophobic, right?
Yeah, exactly. If you the facts just aren't politically correct enough for CNN. So Trump obviously is a xenophobe because he identifies fact and logic. Similarly, CNN declared the virus a pandemic before the World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control. They're doing their best to hype up a story which really doesn't need any hyping.
Was that declared by Dr. Allison Camerata? I might have missed that.
Exactly. I think she got her PhD as soon as she left Fox and showed up at CNN.
Although I did actually hear Don Lemon, I think it was Thursday night or something, direct quote, "This will change our nation forever." Now, I'm looking at the numbers regarding the coronavirus and not downplaying the deaths. They're a sad situation, especially because it's attacking older people, people with respiratory problems. But when you look at the number of deaths so far versus the fact that drivers killed in the U.S. in 1 year, 36,560 pedestrians killed in 1 year, 6,227 cancer deaths in 1 year in America, 606,000 drug overdoses, 192 per day. I don't think we're there yet as far as changing the nation through a loss of life or any one instance or any one cause at this point, like the media wants us to believe.
Yeah, that's right. You almost feel, especially for somebody who's suffering from the regular flu right now, they're dealing with a terrible ailment, but it's far less sexy or interesting to the media than the coronavirus. Flu deaths don't seem to matter to them. Coronavirus deaths are far greater interest.
I guess we can now say, has Tom Hanks now become the poster boy for COVID-19?
I don't know if he's the poster boy, but it's going to be interesting to see when celebrities like him and also younger celebrities who are healthy and athletes contract the coronavirus. It's going to be, I think, helpful for the public to see, particularly with the younger ones, how quickly, hopefully, they recover.
The travel ban announced by the president, which technically was the second travel ban announced because of the coronavirus. There was one earlier from the obvious location of China, which the media had a problem with. But then they said, well, we need a travel ban. Okay, they got their travel ban. How'd they take it?
Yeah, whatever Trump does, they're going to find, most of the mainstream media is going to find a way to be critical of it. Facts be damned. That is the only certainty we've got in this time of chaos.
Talking with Adam Gillette, who is the president of Accuracy and Media, AIM.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, when you say the media is using this danger, this health risk, as political points, it's not just to go against Trump. They're trying to boost Biden with this, aren't they?
Sure. You know, Biden, if he's wise and if his campaign is wise, are going to take this as an opportunity to act presidential and show him as someone capable of leading in time of crisis. So his allies in the media are going to do whatever they can to support that narrative and play it up as much as possible. That's only to be expected.
Is it that easy for Biden, or does he have to be careful if he over-politicizes it? I mean, why do the heavy lifting if the news media is going to do it for you and risk looking like the bad guy in some people's
eyes?
Well,
that's exactly right. Biden would do well not to politicize it in the slightest and instead use this as an opportunity to behave like a statesman. I think anybody who is seen by the public as politicizing a time of crisis is going to suffer for it politically. And I think Biden's wise enough to recognize that, or his staffers are wise enough to recognize that. So the smart move is you play it like a statesman, you act like you're a leader who can handle times of crisis, and you avoid playing politics with it, and let the media instead attack the president over however they claim he's handling it poorly.
It's kind of funny yet disgusting at the same time. All these people... Even political...
Isn't that how we can generally describe politics?
Well, that and the news media, too. But you have all these people suddenly becoming medical experts. They're pulling numbers literally out of their butts. They had one congressperson say that, well, I expect 150 million people to be contracting coronavirus. And, I mean, it's almost like it's a living, breathing version of your spam email file. All the stuff that you don't really need to see or hear is what you're seeing and hearing right now.
Well, I think that's typically generally accurate of the mainstream media. The only difference is now we're paying far more attention to them than we normally do. And it's a great reminder about how much better off we'd be if we could trust the media, how much better off we'd be if we had journalists who we relied on to report stories accurately. When times aren't tough, it isn't as important to have an accurate, honest, ethical mainstream media. But in times of crisis, we need places we could turn to that can give us reliable facts that our families rely on. But when you see things like CNN declaring the virus a pandemic, in contrast at the time with the World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control, it's clear that these are propaganda outlets rather than news outlets. What we do with our organization is we call them out. We provide our readers, our followers, our donors with an opportunity to contact the media directly and demand that they report stories accurately. We bring egregious media stories to their attention, and we go after folks sharing this fake news and social media.
Well, with that first part of what you just said in mind, is there anyone out there who is being accurate and fair and realistic about all this?
You know, it's tough to say with consistency who's being great. In a general sense, when covering politics at least, I really respect Chris Wallace. I think he's really accurate and fair and hits both sides pretty equally. Politically, I love Michael Barone's commentary and analysis of things. This is a guy who's been to like all 435 congressional districts multiple times. So he's a brilliant man when discussing electoral politics. With the coronavirus stuff, at this time, it's almost kind of hard to say who's being particularly accurate because we don't necessarily know all the facts yet.
Although that doesn't stop some on the news media from proclaiming whatever they believe to be facts. I always like to try to find some bright picture, no matter how dark the scene is. And I think I found it here. The coronavirus is now causing Joy Behar to stay home for the next 2 to 3 weeks.
We'll all benefit. I was chatting my wife that the best news to come out of the coronavirus is they've suspended production of Grey's Anatomy, which is a show she loves. I'm not quite as fond of.
On the flip side, though, it did become great news for the New York Knicks. They could use a couple of weeks off.
That's exactly right. I'm an Arsenal supporter, and the Premier League is going on a break, and I'm excited that we're going to continue our undefeated streak for at least another month.
Learn more about the reality of what the media is all about versus the stuff that they want you to believe that's coming out of their mouth. That's why you go to Accuracy in Media, the website AIM.org, and learn more about their work and even how you can support their work, too, and certainly spread what they come out with, which is the reality and the truth in your social media platforms, because that's how we learn, by discovering the truth that some people just don't want you to know. But that's what Accuracy Media is all about. Adam Angelia, thanks for being here today.
Thank you so very much for having me.